An Afghan pilot has opened fire on U.S.-led foreign troops in Afghanistan. At least 8 NATO soldiers and a contractor have been killed. The shooting took place at Kabul Airport. The veteran Afghan pilot was shot dead at the scene. In Bahrain, government forces have raided one more medical center in the eastern side of Sitra. They have reportedly detained several people. As part of the ongoing crackdown on anti-regime protests, Saudi-backed Bahraini regime forces have been targeting schools, hospitals, and religious centers. In Yemen, government forces have killed one more protesters in the southern city of Aden. This comes as the opposition has called for a nationwide civil disobedience campaign to bring President Ali Abdullah Saleh down. Shops, schools, and government offices are closed in at least 18 major cities. In Libya, revolutionary forces say they have pushed back forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi from the western city of Misrata. The port city has been the scene of heavy bombardments this week. The revolutionary fighters say NATO's overnight airstrikes helped them push back Gaddafi's forces. Sixty-one Libyan tribes have called on the defiant ruler Muammar Gaddafi to step down. This is fighting rages on between revolutionaries and regime forces. Tribal leaders have also described Gaddafi's actions as harmful to the unity of the Libyan people. Indian and Pakistani officials are holding the first trade talks in over 3 years. The meeting between the two commerce secretaries is part of a peace process the two sides agreed to resume in February. India suspended the talks after the 2008 Mumbai attacks by Pakistan-based militants. In the Philippines, residents of a burnt shanty town in the capital, Manila, have clashed with police. This after the police tried to demolish their homes. The local authority has declared the site a danger zone after a large fire razed the squatters' area last week. And finally, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has welcomed talks with his Thai counterpart, Abhisit Vejjajiva, to resolve border disputes. The call comes as the two countries exchange fire for a sixth day. Over a dozen soldiers from both sides have been killed in the border clashes.